This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Today is World Water Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people of the importance of safe, affordable water supply. The issue has made headlines recently because Cape Town in South Africa has announced that its access to potable water may run out next year. As well, the World Water Forum is being held in Brazil this week. The global union, which has been doing the most to highlight the problem, is Public Services International. The PSI represents some 20 million public sector workers in 150 countries. I talked to David Boies about water supply. Mr. Boies is the PSI's Deputy General Secretary. I asked him if access to safe, affordable water was getting better or worse.
Well, it's impossible to say that it's more or less. It depends on country. It depends on even city. You see that Cape Town in South Africa is about to declare zero day when their reservoirs all run dry. So I would say for Cape Town, it's become more difficult. Is that an impact of climate change? Is it an impact of mismanagement? Is it an impact of lack of investment? But for Cape Towners, absolutely more difficult. In some countries, in some cities, it's becoming better because there is investment, there is proper management, there's a lot of work being done to ensure that the poor get access to water.
Safe and affordable drinking water has been declared one of the UN's sustainable development goals. What are some of the challenges faced in achieving this goal?
Let me just say, Mark, that the attainment of that goal is a big victory for a lot of social movements. It's built on the victory in 2010 of having the UN General Assembly declare access to water and sanitation as human rights. The challenges, of course, of universal access is you have to invest a lot of money to bring safe and affordable water to people's houses. And there's well over a billion people on this planet who don't have safe and affordable water in their house. In fact, there's probably even many more when you look at how many cities where the water is used for washing and showering, but not for drinking. It's not potable. So one of the main challenges, as always, is who's going to pay for it? And especially because those who don't have access are mainly those who also don't have a lot of money. So the UN is regrettably falling under the false promises of PPPs, the public-private partnerships, which if anybody's following what's going on in the UK these days with all the bankruptcies and the revelations of how much, for example, the water companies are overcharging and overpaying their CEOs and overpaying their shareholders. So the biggest question for us on the one hand is, where's the money come from? And the second one relates to who's going to manage for what purpose, because there is a big difference between managing for profit and managing for people and planet.
Do you have any examples of municipalities which have taken back their water supply from private contractors?
Well, as the world knows, the biggest remunicipalization, we call it, is Paris. And this is the heart of the two monster private water companies. Why they did it? Because it was a commitment made by the mayor to deliver better services to the citizens. Now, there's been hundreds of cities taking back their water, whether it's Berlin, whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Hamilton. It actually is a growing wave. I'm not going to say a tsunami right yet. Now, why do they do it? And it's actually mayors and city councils of the left, of the middle, and of the right. And of the right, it's the arguments for them is, well, it's cheaper. You don't have to pay profits. You don't have to pay shareholders. You reinvest the money in your own system and not export your money to who knows where, for what purposes.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.